Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
NFL draft tomorrow. You're Andrew Berry. You're running the Browns. You don't have a first-round pick. What are you doing? What are you doing? Not tomorrow. All draft long. All draft long. What are you going to do? And I threw out three concepts, and I think they can kind of work together as to what I would do if I were running the Browns in this situation.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's, maybe it's not as complicated as it could be, but you've got your board, man. You got to sit there in front of your board. You've got to trust your board. I think that's the hardest part sometimes for general managers is to trust your board.
And that sounds so cliche, Andy, and you're absolutely right.
Because now you start seeing, you're looking, oh man, I can't believe those two quarterbacks are still sitting there. And I don't think that, I mean, in some ways that natural instinct is probably the same natural instinct you have when you do a fantasy draft. You would just expect an NFL general manager to understand how to react to those feelings that they have when they're going into this. So we've talked to way too many GMs that have said they made mistakes along the way because they didn't trust what they knew going into the draft. I can't see the Browns not trusting what they know and what they think. And then if I'm Andrew Berry, I'm near a phone tomorrow night, but I know I'm probably not answering it. There's no way.
Unless I'm setting stuff up for the next day.
Yeah, that's the only way. And by the way, I would have my minions do that if I were him. You know, so it just, the so-and-so want to talk to you about 54. Oh, the so-and-sos want to talk to you about those 27. Okay, all right. So we can do that. We can talk about it. It's a good day for Andrew Berry just to kind of sit back and see everything that's going on. And as he said, he's going to wait till pick 44, and then he's going to lock in because they know a name they'll be able to attach to 54. We all sit here and you can speculate all you want about a name that might land in that spot. You have no idea. No idea how that's going to. And I don't care what anyone tells you. That unless they have a copy of the draft and the draft has already been scripted, they have no idea.
What would you do, folks, if you were Andrew Berry? Dayton's in Cleveland.
What's up, Dayton?
Dayton, welcome. Dayton, are you the Dayton that I know?
I doubt it.
Okay.
Good for you, Dayton.
I've got a question. Do you think we need linebackers?
I have linebackers on my list. I'll tell you that.
I said, Dayton, that the one thing I might look at is certainly trading any of those late round picks for a guy that you think might be an impactful linebacker. You have JOK. I like Devin Bush myself, and you brought in Jordan Hicks to be the obligatory guy in the middle who's going to get tackles for you. But if you could find one, why not?
For sure. I just don't think they're the really needed answers. I think they're putting a lot of pressure on JOK. I don't see why it would be a bad idea to use the second pick for a linebacker.
I think you're right. I mean, think about other than JOK, Hicks, and Bush, which I don't even know that all Browns fans realize even Hicks and Bush are there. But
well,
just,
they're free agent signings.
Right.
They're new guys.
Right. So you may not know them off the top of your head. But, right. I mean, Dayton, obviously you've looked at this and Jeff and I have talked about
I'm familiar with Devin Bush and all them, but I mean, yeah. Devin Bush has bounced around, so I don't think he really is the answer.
Right.
Jordan Hicks, I mean, he spent a lot of time in Minnesota. He's at the end of his career, in my opinion. And I just don't think – I think they need some youth.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting on, what, Tony Fields and Diabate, who right, who played last year.
Mamu Diabate.
Yeah, and who they like. They do like him. So, you know, he's probably sitting on a spot. But otherwise, that's five guys for three positions. I mean, you're an injury away from needing to have help at linebacker. I'm all in on drafting a linebacker. I'm all in.
For sure.
Yeah. Dayton, thank you very much.
Caleb Johnson's in there. Tony Field, Charlie Thomas is another guy they picked up. But those guys are all fighting. They're going to fight just like a rookie would to try to be somewhere on the depth chart.
I'll beg to differ on Devin Bush a little bit with Dayton on that. He's only 26, and he's bounced around a little bit. 4 years in Pittsburgh, one in Seattle.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we'll see.
Do you have any question marks on them?
Or
do you
think it's a slam? Oh, yeah. No.
Okay, so if you have a question mark, then maybe they should be looking at a linebacker.
Well, I threw that in as one of the things I wouldn't mind trading for later in the draft. And I do think it's – I think it's a possibility. But I think this, Andy, you just need guys who can make an impact. You know, who can help this defense? Who can go out and make plays? JOK showed he can do that in the Jim Schwartz system. Will Jordan Hicks? Yeah, he'll make tackles. You know, and he has a background with Schwartz. Will Devin Bush be able to step it up and be maybe what he was earlier when he was with Pittsburgh? I mean, this guy's, you know, top 10 pick. So we'll see. But I did like that signing. I think it gives you some depth there.
I've been interested to hear people start talking about tight ends. I've seen a couple stories about the Browns trying to go out and get a tight end.
Well, they didn't keep Harrison Bryant. So I think, yeah, I would be surprised if they don't add a tight end.
So it comes back to the question of, do you want to keep three tight ends on the roster? And I would say Kevin Stefanski would say yes. We all know he likes tight ends.
Well, most teams in today's NFL have three, sometimes even four tight ends, it seems.
Okay, so you've got two other guys that are sitting, Zaire Mitchell-Payton and Giovanni Ricci.
Who they just signed.
Yeah.
They brought him in.
From Carolina.
It wouldn't surprise me if they brought in yet another guy. So we'll see. We'll see. It's a position that they certainly know how to use.
I hadn't really thought about tight end, I'll be honest.
Well, you know what the weirdest thing is to me? We can sit here, and I've kind of pinpointed wide receiver and defensive tackle. You truly don't have any overwhelming need at either one of those spots. You know, I'm looking at those two and thinking, in a perfect world, if I can add a young guy to that who's going to be really pretty good and I can build with for years to come, that'd be perfect. If you didn't add a wide receiver who fits that bill, I think you're okay for this year. You've got three that you know, and then you have hopefully David Bell or Cedric Tillman emerge.
That takes you to five.
That takes you to at least four if one of them steps up. And
wait, Cooper, Moore, Judy. Are you talking about depth? Are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, that's my argument. I would love to add a guy long term that I can have, and if I don't, okay, I can live with that because I think that you might get another guy to step up. They've just put themselves in a position where they're, in my estimation, Andy, there's no overwhelming need for anything, and that's
today.
That's a weird thing.
Today, though,
yeah,
if you're looking towards the future and you want to grab something in the second round,
without question,
you need help on both lines down the road.
And forgive me, if Amari Cooper got hurt, oh my goodness, then I think you're in trouble. I think but every NFL team has that situation at some spot. You know, then what are we going to do? We got to go get somebody. Somebody's got to step up. Blah 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 blah. It's just I think the Browns have done an outstanding job of putting themselves in a position to be able to take care of whatever it is they need. They can sit there on draft night on Thursday, on Friday, and think, we got that guy highly ranked. Boom, that's top guy on our board. Draft him. And that's kind of reassuring. I give them a lot of credit for that, Andy. They've put together a very nice roster.
I think about what Mike Florio said yesterday about look where the Browns are right now. It is interesting that they're in a position where they don't need to draft someone to play right away, and yet they've done this without all these first-round picks that they've surrendered. And they've done the right job. They've been able to fill in with free agents. They've been able to maintain and build guys through their own system to take some of these positions. But they've got to look towards the future. I would not have a problem at 54 if they took an offensive lineman. I would not have a problem at 54 if they took an interior defensive lineman, too. I wouldn't have a problem on either one of those. If you feel like they're the best player available. I
got to be honest, Andy. When we come back on Monday and we take a look at what they did in the draft,
right?
I'm going to be really hard-pressed to criticize anything that they did draft-wise because of where I think the roster is. But I'd like them to add an impact wide receiver. Yeah. If they don't, it's not the end of the world. I feel that way about defensive tackle, too. I feel that way about linebacker. I think they've earned the right for anybody. Us sitting here, Browns fans, season ticket holders, trust these guys because they'll draft guys that they can come in and they can put to use.
I need you to define two things. Impact. Define impact. Out of a draft pick,
a guy who plays a significant amount of time and makes plays. I mean, it's not that difficult, you know.
Okay, I'm just making
sure. A guy who can make plays for you and help you win football games.
Now, here's my next question:
guys that they might draft and they're just on the field and you don't see them really affect winning very much.
Would you expect that out of anyone drafted beyond the third round?
Nope.
I mean, I look at our roster. We have one guy,
which is why I would be willing to trade all of those late round picks.
I think we have one guy that we drafted that's a starter that was picked outside of the second round. Martin Emerson, he's a third rounder. When you look at the first 22, now obviously guys came over free agents.
Right.
I'm talking about homegrown guys that this team has drafted that put back into the system and has worked these guys through and figured out. Otherwise, when you look at the Browns roster, if you're not a free agent and you're not Martin Emerson Jr., you are a guy that was drafted in the first or second round as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of third rounders and fourth rounders as a backup, when again, looking at your own homegrown guys, you know, especially at that wide receiver position, Cedric Tillman, David Bell, third rounders.
And we're still waiting for them to make their mark.
Got to get them the ball to make your mark.
And they've got to get open to get the ball.
Okay.
Chicken, egg.
Scrambled.
Yeah, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Coming up at noon, our buddy, former coworker Jake Chapman, now the radio man for the Orlando Magic, is going to join us. Chris Rose is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Coming up next, I made a comment yesterday about something, and I said, we ought to put that together. Well, I did.
Oh, no.
The all-time LeBron teammates who were brought here to try and get LeBron over the top.
That's like a 5-second
conversation,
right?
No, it's not.
Oh,
this is stunning. You're going to love it.
Can't wait.
Next on Basket of Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.